Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, there was a surprise in the ceiling.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, you could share it with us. You could call it in. It's 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. And with that, you don't have any commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You can try it 3 days free if you sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with us today. How are you doing, Kathy?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm super excited about the show tonight.
I know. This is actually kind of a part two because we have Sam Gordon, your son-in-law, my nephew-in-law, yes, is joining us.
And he's very darling. And
we love Sam.
So
I know we said that at the same time. We love Sam. We do. It's funny. Every time we see Sam, everybody gushes over how much they love Sam.
Do you
Sam.
Know what his name is in my phone?
No.
It's R. Sam.
Oh.
So every time it comes up, it's R. Sam.
Not like R.
Because that's what I like to think.
Let me clarify. This is O-U-R, not like R. Kelly. It's
no. O-U-R. R. Sam.
It's like, not like an R.
Okay. R's.
And then also with us, we have Efren. And Efren is friends with Sam and Colby. Colby, my nephew, Kathy's son, Sam's husband. And so in the last episode, we had Sam on telling story about him in Colby's house in a weird episode that you had. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that because that was weird. I don't know what happened. I can't explain it. That one I cannot debunk. So when we were chatting, FaceTiming on Thanksgiving with Sam and Colby, they were talking about you, Efren.
Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us. It was really funny and they're like bringing you up in this weird story that you have. So you and Sam work together, or do you just do the same type of business?
We do the same type of business. Okay. That's how we get each other.
And you both live in Philadelphia?
Correct. I live right in what's considered like Center City Art Museum area, Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, next time Kathy and I come to town, let's all get together. That would be super fun.
Yeah, yes. That would be really fun.
No, I would love for Efren to kind of start us just a little bit with his history. And because I think maybe he's got some family history with sensitivity.
I do, yeah. So I'm Mexican, born and raised in Mexico until the age of six. And my family is native to Central Mexico. We, growing up, we always had what's considered curanderas, kind of like the healers of the villages, and that's who everybody goes to for guidance, spiritual guidance, and to be healed with any ailment. And of course, with that comes the whole spiritual part of the other world that most people really know. So it runs in the female side of my family, but I picked up some of those traits.
We were,
and I do think there's just a very deep, rich history in the Mexican culture with spirituality.
Correct. The instance that I want to talk about today relates more to a friend of mine who experienced this, and happened in his house. So he bought a house. And
may I interrupt? Where was his house? Where does he live?
In Delaware.
Okay.
In Delaware. Okay. There was a small rancher, one story, three or four rooms. And in the room that he decided to pick to be his main bedroom, he must have been about 3 years after he bought the house, and he was laying in bed. He looked up at the ceiling, and he realized that it was bulging out, kind of like caving out.
Oh, right? So it's kind of hanging, sagging, like a little bit? Sagging?
Yes, sagging.
Okay.
So he thought, well, that's, it's an old house, so I'll just get it fixed eventually. Weeks went by, and it just kept getting bigger. The sagging kept getting bigger and bigger. And so he decided that he was going to try to fix it himself. So he started pushing up on it. And it wasn't staying put. It wasn't staying back where it should. It just kept sagging. So eventually he had to hire a contractor to come and try to fix it.
Yeah, because he's going to wake up one night and that's going to like be sagging right on top of him. Yeah.
Whatever it is, the whole ceiling is going to collapse on him. So he called the contractor. Contractor comes. Now, mind you, the contractor that he hired is Mexican, like me. And so, again, we believe in spirits, right? We believe in everything that has to deal with spirits. That's why I mentioned this. So the contractor is poking at it, at the bulging or the sagging of the ceiling, just trying to fix it himself. And at some point, the ceiling opens up and everything that was up there falls on top of this guy.
Oh my God.
Now, right. Like, was it water up
no.
there? No. Okay.
That would make sense if it was a water leak.
Yeah, I thought maybe there was a water pressure thing pulling down or something.
So no water.
And it's what fell on him was the sheetrock, right? Which didn't hurt him, thank God. But then after he realized that the sheetrock was on the ground, he noticed a whole bunch of other things.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Like what?
And among those things were ceramic plates and ceramic bowls. And cups. And among all of those items was a doll.
A doll?
A doll. Oh, like a port. Was it porcelain doll? Was it?
It was like a voodoo.
Oh, doll. No. No. Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys, I think I would have shit my pants. Oh, my God.
Wrapped up, its head was wrapped up with something, it's, you know, to cover its mouth, and it was just disgusting looking. But the cups themselves also had items inside, kind of like dark mud, like as if they had been burning something in them, and decided to place everything together and just throw it up in the ceiling and then cover it up.
Do you think, or does your friend think that it was, like, what was up there, was that so heavy that it was making the ceiling sagging? Or was, like, it just seems like you'd have to have so much weight up there for that to happen.
No, I mean, if you can imagine a voodoo doll, like, you know, if they're little, they're kind of like the, and that's what it was with the plates and cups and it wasn't a lot. So he himself could not explain why the sagging, but that's what it was. And those were the only items that fell.
So when he moved out the next day.
Yeah.
Well,
Edwin, I'm assuming.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we were listening to Jose tell this story together the night after my incident. And did Did Jose say that the doll was also bound by rope and had a note tied to it?
Yes. Yes.
And that there's also a candle that either had blood or dirt in it.
Yes.
Oh. So we have to ask, did he read the note?
No, he did not. He was terrified.
I would have been terrified too.
When all of that fell, and the contractor, again, Mexican like myself, when he saw that, all of that, he screamed and he jumped out the window because it was open.
Yeah.
He did not.
He didn't even go through the door. He just went out the window.
Did he jump out the window, get in his truck, and go?
No. And he left.
He left.
He left. Oh.
So your and poor friend is stuck there, like, with all this. Oh, my God.
So he goes in there, and he sees this, and his mom is also there, and she freaks out. And so what they end up doing is that they end up contacting somebody who knew more about this, and they told him, you have to throw it away, and you have to burn it. Do not read the note. Burn it as far away as possible from your home. And they told him, you have to dress either in all black or all red. I forget which one. So he had to pretty much dress in either one of those colors and burn the clothes as well before coming into the house.
Oh, wow.
Oh. So did he load the stuff up like in his car and drive 3 or 4 states away? I think I wouldn't have wanted to be in the car with that stuff either, though. You know, where would you take it?
Well, he lives in the suburbs, so there's plenty of places in the suburbs to do that, but not in the city, but in the suburbs he did, and he does exactly what he did. He put everything in the interesting thing about this is that he said that it took almost 2 hours for everything to burn down.
2 hours.
Hours.
Had he had anything happen previously to this before the start? I mean, you know, obviously he's seen the sagging business in the roof, but had there been any indications of anything before or not that he mentioned?
No, not that he'd mentioned, but we did discuss this. And one of the things that he brought up was that they had a lot of bad luck.
Oh, that's interesting. Having
bad luck. His mom had gotten injured several times in different occasions and, you know, had required surgery and then immediately another injury. And then he had an accident and then he immediately had another accident after that. It was just bad luck after bad luck after bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
All of that after.
So somebody had to come clean all that up and fix it. I'm assuming, did anybody ever give him a theory as to why that happened? Because I could see if it was a water leak, but you could also tell it was a water leak. You'd get that water, you know, kind of look in the ceiling. You would see, I've got a water leak up there. Did they ever come up with any theories on what it was causing that?
No, not that I can. He hired another contractor to just come and fix it. They also took a peek up in that area in the ceiling part between the opening that's up mm-hmm. there. You can't really walk up there. All you can do is just stick your head up there and see what's. They didn't see anything else. It was just in that area. But they have no explanation. They just knew that that's where those items were at. And that's where the sagging happened.
Right.
And broke. It just.
You know, I find that so interesting because, like you said, it's a ranch house. It's not a big enough attic to walk in.
Nope.
So how did they get there?
Right.
You know?
Right. So that's the thing. So it could have been there when whoever built the house decided to place those things up there.
Could be.
That's the story themselves is that we still he just didn't want to ever think about it again. Just that's how scared and terrified they were. But they did not move out.
And okay. Did it feel better in the house though after all that crap was out of there?
I mean, maybe it did. You're right.
I would think. I hope it feels lighter and happier in there.
No, they actually ended up, things changed for them for the better. And for him and his mom, they both live in that house. And, you know, they were able to get new jobs. They stopped getting injured. They ended up getting some money came their way, and they ended up fixing the house a bit more. So it was positive.
Oh, but good. That's so interesting.
Wow.
And then there's another story with you, Efren, that happened to you.
Yeah. And tell us just a little bit. Do you have kind of a history of being sensitive yourself?
Very sensitive.
Okay. So give us some examples of how that would show.
It shows when I go to somebody's house or a place where there's some type of spirit history or something like so. I can sense it. I can sense whether they're good or whether they're bad. And they're bad, I can feel it immediately. Like, my breath starts kind of like feeling pretty tight. And I know to get out of there.
Now, have you been to Sam's house?
I have, yes.
And how did you feel when you were there?
Nothing, actually. No, nothing good, nothing bad when it comes down to the spiritual.
See, because when I've been there, I have felt pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like comfortable.
Peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I even told you, Sam, at some point, I was like, your house just makes me so peaceful. Remember that? I think I told you that.
Aw, mm-hmm. I do remember that. I thought you were complimenting my design, but maybe it was. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, we always just call like the ghosts chill ghosts here. That's the title of our Halloween party every year is Chill Ghosts, where we pay tribute to them. But they're super fucking chill. I think they're like stoned all the time.
Old stoner ghosts. That makes me laugh.
So no, I just think that is interesting because, you know, I have that too somewhat. Carol, I think you do too. When you go into a place, you have a good radar for it.
Yes. It's my heart starts racing.
Yeah. I get the little heart palpitations, you know, that kind of thing. But tell us more about you, Efren, and some of the things, you know, that have happened to you.
Well, the one that actually scared me the most was an incident that occurred a few years back. My friends, and they lived in North Jersey, they were throwing a housewarming party and a birthday party as well for their little boy that was turning, I think, either 4 or 5 years old. I remember that they invited me and I decided to go. And I remember that when I arrived at their house, I parked, and as I was getting out of my car, the husband, he was outside the house, and he greeted me, and he came outside, and he showed me his garden bed, because I'm a garden designer, and so as he was showing me this, he kind of, and I get kind of like emotional still about it because that's how traumatizing that was for me. He gave me kind of like, he brushed my shoulder as he was walking by. Immediately, I just started getting these images of his brother, whom I had met and who committed suicide a few months back. His image just came into my mind and it was just flashing million miles per hour. I just got this urge to just scream, I'm sorry. Sorry, I wish I could be here. And he looked at me and so, sorry. And he looked at me and he hugged me and I just started crying. Like, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And he just kept saying, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry. And I don't know why I was saying, I'm sorry. I just kept saying, I'm sorry. After he let me go, because he was hugging me, I said, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I said, let me go to the bathroom really quick. And so I went inside and I saw his wife in the kitchen. I just started bawling in the kitchen and I said, I think I saw your brother-in-law and I think he's trying to tell you something. I think he's trying to tell you that he's really sorry that he's not here. And And I just could not stop crying. I just, it was this emotion that I can't describe, but I still, it still shakes me to this day. Because when I think about it, it wasn't my emotion. You know, it
was
something that came from me. It was an external emotion. And it took over my senses. And so she starts crying. And she starts, like, hysterically crying. And she says, I believe you. And I know he's here. And I was hoping he was. And I said, he is. You know, he's here. He wants to apologize for having done what he did. But that was the most scariest. That's the scariest part about being this sensitive. Is that if there is a spirit out there that can pick up on your sensitivity.
Yes.
This happens.
With that, you're experiencing his overwhelming grief and sadness.
Yes.
So it wasn't just you saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's all the emotions and the pain that he would have been feeling and regret and all of that, all of those things at the same time. So I can imagine, I cannot imagine how overwhelming that must have felt.
It definitely shook me to the core. It took me a few days to get over it. It was the not only just the crying, but the not being able to breathe kind of like thing.
Yeah.
Like, so it's hard to describe, but.
You know, I'm interested because it makes total sense to me that if a spirit finds a channel to work through so that they can get a message to somebody, it makes perfect sense. Right. And you being a sensitive and that touch with the brother, just that brush.
It's the brush.
Did it feel like an electric jolt kind of when it happened?
It felt mostly like my breath was just taken out. Have you ever seen what celebrities are in front of the cameras and the paparazzis are just flashing?
Oh, yeah. You know,
that's how his image was in my mind immediately.
Wow.
And it was just a million miles per hour, his image, and his face, my meaning. And so I knew it was him. And that's when really just all the emotions just spilled out.
Did you feel like from the time you started to see his image to the time, was there any gap in time between seeing his image and feeling like he had entered you? Like, did you see him coming towards you and then he was like his emotions were taking you over, or was it all in a rush at the same time?
It was all in a rush, sort of like I need to get this out quick because I don't have much time.
You know, I've always had this sort of theory that, you know, for someone to try to cross over or to do something from the spiritual realm to hear, I always wonder, like, if it takes an extraordinary effort, right? That you have to try really hard to get from there to here. And so when you see an opening, you know, to do that, but like you said, it takes so much effort, you don't have much time.
Happen quickly.
Yeah.
And I hope that you feel, now that some time has passed and you can look back on it, I hope that you feel that that was really a gift that you gave to them.
Yeah.
That he was able to come through and they needed to hear that. And as emotional as that made you, it was like, it was a real gift to them.
I was so emotional that I couldn't bring myself to tell him. So when I saw his wife, that's who I knew, she was my friend. And I started like crying hysterically in front of her. I told her, I can't do it. You need to let him know. And and she told me that he also started just crying uncontrollably because he opened that he was around, and he was. And you're right. I felt good to let him know that his brother was around for this special moment. But at the same time, it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, I get that.
We have had some different on the show, different stories where somebody has been, you know, approached by a, you know, usually it's a friend of a friend, or it's like your friend's brother or your friend's father, or, you know, it's not my father. It's not, those do come, but the ones that have a message, sometimes it's like they have to work through someone like you to get that message there. And so they've called and they've asked, should I tell them?
Yeah.
You know, and I always think it, like Carol and I have talked about this. One of them happened at a funeral and they said they didn't say anything. I mean, we said, should I let them know that this person messaged me? And, you know, I have to stop back and put myself in that situation and think, if it was me, would I want to know? And I would definitely want to know.
I am. And Tony and I did an entire episode on this, and I'll have to send it to you, Efren, so you can listen to it. But that happened to me with a guy I was dating, and he died in a car wreck. And he needed me to get a message to his brother. And it was a really, it was a whole weekend long thing, and there was a painting involved in it and everything. And I don't paint, but it was very emotional. It was extremely emotional. But I think that sometimes, you know, and I think that he came to me because he could get through to me, and the same thing happened to you. But it's overwhelming. But I'll have to send you that episode so you can give it a listen.
Please. Mm-hmm.
I like to think that veil is kind of thin, in that there's a way that you can at least get a message through to the other side, or they can come through to you, even if it's in a dream or if it's through someone like you. That sometimes people just need that message.
Yes. I've had it happen in dreams as well.
That is an amazing story. I want to say thank you to all of you guys for being on this show tonight and the episode before. If you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to that one too. Here's Sam's story. But this was fun. You guys want to do it again next time you have another good haunting or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be back.
Yes, we would love to have you guys back. It was super fun having you guys here.
And even if it's a haunting in another location, Sam, ideally not in your own home.
But, you know, I want to come up to Philadelphia because I know there's some haunted places, but there's this Fort Mifflin.
Yes, I want to go to that.
Everybody says it's super haunted.
So thank you so much, you guys, for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting.
That was super fun.
And give Colby all the loves and hugs because we love him.
I will.
Okay, thanks. Yes.
Love you guys.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, get ad-free versions of the show, you get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. I said that twice. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also do it through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.